It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
This is Lighthouse Faith Podcast, Moving Forward in Truth and Love. I'm Lauren Green, Chief Religion Correspondent for Fox News Channel and author of the book, Lighthouse Faith. Is God warning America, even the world, about the state of our nation? Jonathan Cahn is a best-selling author of The Harbinger and other prophetic books, and he believes there are signs everywhere about the fate of America. So I'm just going to bring him in right now because I'm really interested in talking about what's going on and what are the signs and what are not the signs. So Jonathan, welcome.
Great to be with you, Lauren.
So I'm going to apologize up front because my computer is making all sorts of noises, but if I mute it, I won't be able to hear you. So we're just going to have to deal with that. But how does your latest book is called The Harbinger 2, yeah. And it is The Return. So how does it differ then from the first Harbinger?
Yeah, the first book I ever wrote is The Harbinger. And that began when I was standing at ground zero and I was looking at a tree and something said, you have to search this out. There's something in the Bible that it ended up being this gigantic mystery or this gigantic template of national judgment. How is the nation judged? And what I saw that began with The Harbinger is the same signs or the same harbingers, 9 harbingers that appeared in the last days of ancient Israel before it was destroyed were appearing on American soil and beginning with 9/11. And so that's where it began. There's an exact template in the Bible that warns a nation that is heading away from God and is heading to calamity. And so that began with a harbinger, but it wasn't finished. I knew that one day I was going to be writing, there had to be a sequel because it's the beginning, the message or the mystery that's in the harbinger is the beginning of this template, and it was going to keep on going. And so I knew one day I would be writing the sequel, but I always held off, Laura. I never wanted just to write it. I always knew it had to be the right time. It had to be the right thing. And so in 2019, at the end, I was praying, what's the next book, Lord? You know, and I always pray that. And what happened was I got that it was going to be this. And the thing is, I also had a very strong sense or a very strong kind of knowing that there was going to be shaking, that 2020 was going to be a year of great shaking. And I even shared this publicly. And it was going to be the resuming of this mystery that began in the Harbinger. And I had to give warning and I had to write the book. So I started writing The Harbinger 2 in January. And then by March, you know, the shakings began. So that's kind of the origin. So the Harbinger 2 is taking off where the Harbinger 1 left off. First of all, it's revealing things that began with 9/11 that I never revealed in the Harbinger 1 because it was too much. And then secondly, what's happened since the Harbinger? Have the signs continued? And then the third thing is what's happening right now and where are we going?
First of all, I want to talk about this. So the whole idea of judgment. Isn't judgment, though, very much Old Testament kind of stuff? I mean, God does not, you know, send down, fire and brimstone down and the judgment of the Old Testament. We can see that when in the New Testament, you know, Jesus's apostles say, do you want us to, call Elijah down and send all these angels and destroy them? And he says, no. Then God's word would not be fulfilled. But this is not the time of that kind of fire and brimstone judgment. So that's my first question. Isn't that kind of judgment very Old Testament?
I understand that. And you know, in some ways, there's certainly differences between the Old Testament. I mean, where they were and where we are now. But you know, what people don't realize, God is still a God of righteousness and there is judgment. You know, listen, Jesus said that he's going to sit on the judgment throne. There's going to be judgment. Also, he said that judgment was coming on Israel, you know, that they were going to come in and it was going to be destroyed. So it's still there. God is, you know, obviously it's the same God. There is grace and our message, you know, we are not individually, we're not supposed to be, you know, calling down fire and we're spreading the gospel. We're supposed to be seeking the salvation of people, you know, but there is a judgment. And so God hasn't changed in that. And it, you know, it's all heading when you read the Hebrew scripture, the Old Testament, it speaks of prophecies of the end times where Israel comes back in the world, you know, and it talks about judgment. So the same patterns or templates, you know, God is consistent, that happened then still are in effect. It says the things happened to Israel are still for our example. And I'll give you an idea with that. The center is this: the pattern or the template is that before a judgment or even shaking comes to a nation, years before, there is a strike on the land, and the strike comes. This happens in the Bible with Judah, with Israel. A strike comes with an enemy, and it's a shaking, a wake-up call to say, come back, come back. Well, we had 9/11, and the amazing thing is that when 9/11 came, that's when all these signs, I mean, exact signs, Lauren, it's not like, you know, a general thing, started appearing in America.
What are the signs, though? What are the exact signs? What do they actually mean?
Yeah, well, it centers on a scripture. You know, what happened was with ancient Israel, when this initial strike came, it was actually by the Assyrians. They came and they attacked, and it was temporary. It was over, but it was a shaking. The people, instead of saying, hey, let's come back to God, and maybe we're off, and they make a vow, and the vow is recorded in Isaiah. Actually, the key scripture is Isaiah 9:10, and it says the people say this. He said, the bricks have fallen in this attack, but we will rebuild with quarried stones. That's the first thing. We're not going to repent. We're going to come. And then it says the sycamore trees have been struck down, but we're going to plant cedars in their place. In other words, they're saying we're not going to come back. We're not going to repent. We're going to actually come back stronger against God. Well, the amazing thing, let me give you an example. From that scripture comes these nine harbingers. Everything in that scripture has come in America. One of the things it talks about, a sycamore will be struck down in this thing, and they will plant this other tree in its place. Well, on 9/11, at Ground Zero, literally, there's a sycamore that was struck down by a beam from the falling tower. The people of New York replant with another tree that's the exact same tree that says, we will replant with a stronger tree. Same thing that said there. There's none of them. But here's. I'll give you one thing here. On the day after 9/11, America gathers on Capitol Hill. The government's going to give the response, and the leader of the Senate, Tom Daschle, gets up to give the response. And at the end of his response, he says, "There's a scripture that's from Isaiah that speaks to us now." And out of his mouth comes the ancient scripture, Isaiah 9:10 of the harbingers, that actually is a scripture pronouncing judgment on America. He says it word for word, and he pronounced it, that this sort of thing. So, and this is the very same words that signal judgment on the ancient nation, and saying that America, he links it to 9/11. And not only that, Lauren, but 2 years later, John Edwards, who's running for vice president, on 9/11, he said, he does an entire speech, and he bases it on Isaiah 9:10, which is the scripture of judgment. He has no idea what he's saying, neither did Tom Daschle, but they're saying the exact same words from which come the harbingers. So, I mean, every single one of the nine ones has come true. I mean, and it's specific and literal.
I want to get to, though, when you talk about this sort of judgment.
Yes.
And in the book, you talk about the ancient temple of judgment. What is that?
Yeah, well, the template is that it begins with this strike. Okay, so that's years before the great shakings come on the nation. But then there is a window of time where really God is merciful, and so he ultimately is saying, listen, come back. And sometimes he shakes us, you know, in our lives to come to him, but so with nations. So then comes a window of time, years, where the nation is given the chance to come back, to return. And he's calling and calling. And if it doesn't, in the case of ancient Israel, they didn't. They just rejected. They just said, no, we're not going. And then ultimately, with both the case of ancient Israel and ancient Judah, then years later, the great shaking start coming on the land. And with both those nations, it ended with judgment and with destruction. So here is the template. And we've been in this window, Lauren, according to the template, since 9/11, America has not come closer to God. We've been basically going free fall away from God. And the signs that are the harbingers have not stopped. They have continued up. And then ultimately saying there's going to be a time of greater shakings. Well, we're beginning to see this now. And that's one of the reasons why I knew before, you know, 2020 happened, that this was the time that I had to write this. I had to say what is happening right now.
Okay, so I want to because there are a lot of people probably thinking that these harbingers are things like the coronavirus, the protests, and all of the physical and political unrest and conflict. Are these the signs that you were talking about?
Okay, great question. Well, here's the thing, Lauren. When I look back, because I don't have time to read my books, you know what? But I said I have to look back at the Harbinger. So I open up the Harbinger, the original book, and there's a chapter called Things to Come, and it says, how will these shakings take place, or how do they come biblically? And there's a number of ways, but it says in there, one, it will come through the dividing or the division of the nation. The nation will be divided, number one. Number two, it says, I'm speaking from that chapter. This is years ago, in the Harbinger. It says, it's a civil unrest or disorder will be among the nation. It speaks of natural calamities. And there's something about what you said with Corona, I'll mention it, but also, deterioration, economic deterioration, the breakdown of infrastructure, all those. And in that chapter, when I speak about how the shakings will come, I speak about the word crown, and the word crown comes from the word corona, number one. But not only that, Lauren, let me say it this way too. There is in the Harbinger, the original book, and then I open it up in the Harbinger too. It says, how long is the, what, when's the timing between that first shaking and then when greater shakings begin on the land? And the answer from the Bible is in the case of ancient Israel or ancient Judah, it was the first shaking came in 605. This is when Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, strikes it. And then the greater shakings come in the year 586. So that's a 19-year period, 19 years. Well, 9/11 took place in the year 2001. So when is the 19th year? Could that be the year when shakings begin? Well, the 19th year is 2020. And so for years, Lauren, I'm looking at 2020. I mean, I'm looking at saying, is that going to be the year when the greater shakings come? So I always had that in my mind because of the template. And that's so in the Harbinger 2, that's where I open that up. But that's the exact timing.
Well, certainly 2020 is a year that we'd like to forget. But I mean, is there any sign that, I've talked to several, theologians about, why the coronavirus? Why is this God's judgment? Because people want to say, is God judging us? Is God bringing his wrath upon us through the coronavirus? And they're kind of all in agreement that no, our own sins have brought judgment on us. Not God sending down, the coronavirus to wreak havoc with us. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, a few things. I mean, one is, I would say, whenever people when asked that, and the Harbinger too gets into that, but I say, first of all, it's not a simple thing, meaning that with one event, there's only one explanation. There are many things. When you look in the Bible about how judgment comes, it's a mix, of things that you have. First of all, it's our sins. I agree with that, but also that we provoke it. But also, events happen in the world, and God uses good and evil and all that for ultimately to call the nation back. But the thing is that one of the questions would be, does God ever use a plague like Corona? Well, the answer is yes. What I'm saying is it could be several things at once. And one of the things is that the prophet Jeremiah, when he was prophesying of what would happen in the 19th year with Israel, one of the things he talks about is a plague. And so it's interesting. So here it is, the 19th year in this template, and literally a plague comes. Now, one of the things he says, so I'm looking at this, Lauren, I'm saying, okay, could there be, are there things here? Well, one of the things that Jeremiah says why these things are coming in the case of Israel, they were literally offering up their children. I mean, they were literally offering up as sacrifices. Well, we don't do it that way, but we have offered up, we have had 60 million children that we have offered up. This generation in the world is the generation that has lifted up more children with abortion than any generation in the history of mankind. And the weird thing is that, one thing about Corona, and let me put this in. I'm not saying it's a simplistic thing, but I'm saying there are these elements. And the thing is that one of the things is that it strikes generally older people, not as opposed to younger more so, but also where it came the day that the headlines in America said basically Corona has come to our shores. The day that it went all across America in newspaper was January 22nd, 2020. January 22nd is the day or the anniversary of when America legalized the killing of its children with Roe v. Wade. But not only that, it was also the end of 1 year to the exact day when New York passed that law that basically expanded all these things with abortion. And it, where did it focus? Well, the capital, the abortion capital of America is New York, New York City. Well, New York City was what was hit more than any other place. So it's the place, and there's much more, but signs. So I'm not saying it's just one thing, but I am saying there are biblical signs and very dramatic.
I'm going to take a break right now on Lighthouse Faith Podcast. We'll be back with Jonathan Cahn talking about harbingers and the signs of the times. And is God judging America? We'll be right back.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Okay, we're back with Jonathan Cahn, author of The Harbinger 2, prophetic words for predictions, really, for America. So, I mean, one of the things that I do think and I've noticed about how God operates, not that I am an expert on this, but it just seems as though, but I have talked to some experts, and says God is more interested in loving us and doing surgical strikes than he is about this full-scale wrath. I mean, like I said, you know, it's so much of, you know, that kind of wrath is part of the Old Testament, where he judged Israel as a unit. You know, if there's a sin among you, then, you know, stone that person, because he was trying to keep Israel as a whole together. You know, on this side of the cross, it's there are surgical strikes. You know, it's like individuals, you know, kind of thing. You know, he doesn't need to do full scale wrath and judgment because he can just do it really, you know, very, very cleanly, you know, like a surgeon. So this idea that we're, I mean, I guess my question is America doomed? I mean, is that what you're predicting here?
Okay. Well, first of all, again, great. I hearing this as surgical strike, I like that, because there's certainly that. And yes, certainly there's individual, all that. At the same time, you know, again, I'm just, you know, that it all leads up, and I'm talking about the, you know, in the New Testament, we, you know, the end of the story, there is judgment, but his heart, the heart of God, listen, C.S. Lewis said, you know, what God whispers to us in our joys, but he shouts to us in our pain. And, you know, the ultimate thing is, and also the other thing is that there's the issue of allowing things. You know, there's a grace of God, friends, the grace of God was around Israel that it protected it from the invasion until he said, okay, you know, have it your way. In the same way, it's more, it's an allowing, I think of it as the same, sometimes God has to allow things, but as far as a nation's concerned, there is still that, listen, you know, look at where America's going and how we have, you know, no matter what, we are at such a point where I'm talking about the mainstream culture. I'm not talking about everybody individually, but it is racing away from God, and nothing, you know, there comes a time where God has to shout or has to allow things, as you said, but allowing things with, you know, where it's our, we're actually, it's what we're doing is causing it, and he's withdraws some grace. But the ultimate point, Lauren, and this part I agree, you know, the ultimate point is he's trying to wait. This is not a full-scale judgment, neither was 9/11, but there is warning, there is shaking. God, you know, listen, I came to the Lord because I got hit by a locomotive train. I mean, literally, you know, I'm raised Jewish, and I came to the Lord because I was hit by a train. Well, if it wasn't for that train, I don't think I would have come to the Lord, you know. And I'm not saying it has to be with everybody, but also God also has mercy on nations. I believe it's the mercy of God. Let me, I'll throw in this thing. There's something called the mystery ground. And that is that when it ultimately has to do with mercy, but it looks like, you know, first it looks kind of scary. That is that when the judgment came to Israel, it returned to the place where the nation was consecrated to God, dedicated to God. It returned to the Temple Mount where Solomon dedicated it. And God was saying, come back, you've broken the covenant. Well, here's the thing. Was America ever dedicated or consecrated to God? Well, it was on the very first day of its national existence as a constituted nation, when George Washington was actually inaugurated. On that day, they dedicated America to God. The first government, they consecrated it in prayer, and Washington actually gave a warning saying, listen, if we ever go away from God, the blessing is going to be withdrawn. Well, where was that place? Where's America's consecration ground? If we can find that, well, it wasn't in Washington, D.C. It wasn't the capital. It was in New York City. Where it was in the south part of New York City, specifically, America was dedicated to God at Ground Zero. Ground Zero is the dedication ground and the ancient mystery that it comes back. It returned, this calamity returned to that ground because God is saying, come back. The ultimate thing is God is saying, return, come back. I don't want the full scale judgment, but this actually is a surgical strike.
Very interesting. But, you know, it's also interesting, though, is that it's not just people turning away from God. It's people having differences and vast differences on what turning away from what turning to God actually, how it manifests itself. You know, you've got division among Christians, among the faithful, not just people who are not religious and people who are religious. Go ahead. Go ahead. Just talk about that, because that's a whole nother layer of idolatry, really.
Idolatry is quite a lot. I believe it's not just one thing. I agree. It's not only the culture that doesn't know God. It is that, but it's also within the camp or, you know, one of the things, but, you know, I believe, listen, in the last days of ancient Israel, one of the signs of this was that the people who were actually the ministers or the priests, they were falling away. They were being affected by this as well. And so I believe there has been a giant apostasy, you know, and it's not just America, by the way, you know, it's Western culture, it's around the world, though, you know, but America has been at the head. If you look at the statistics of even people calling themselves Christians, you know, within America, well, you in the last number of years, it has dramatically decreased. But also, there is a pull on the church, and there is compromise. There is idolatry in the church. That is actually when judgment came on Israel. It was like, you know, Prophet Ezekiel's looking in and he sees idolatry in the temple. So yes, there is division. I would say, though, you know, there are some issues that are absolute biblical. I mean, and I'm speaking this, you know, outrightly. You know, the issue of life is gigantic. The issue of morality and the issue of gender and all those things where we're going in a real big direction, and it's affecting the church as well. But I would say that one thing that the Lord says, regardless of what somebody feels, he said this: if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. I've seen that actually change the history of America, but that's for everybody. He's calling us to repentance.
Yeah. So we're not doomed, but how close are to the precipice, are we?
I believe so. You know, and you know, I don't, and Laura, you know, what the Harbinger 2 is, you know, and as with the Harbinger 1, but it's a later stage, is not saying that this has to happen, but what it's saying is these are the warnings that God gives. And really, again, think about, you know, it's in mercy because there's nothing else. You know, we've had preaching, we've had all these things. And of course, we have to continue to have preaching and all that. But look at what's happening in the culture. And so sometimes there is shaking, you know, and the shaking is warning. The ultimate point, you know, actually, I don't know if I've shared this anywhere, but the reason why I called the Harbinger the Harbinger is not just because of the nine harbingers that appeared or that are continuing, but that the shaking of 9/11 itself was a harbinger it wasn't the thing. It was a shadow that was allowed to happen, a shadow to call back so that the ultimate end does not happen. Now, whether it's going to happen or not depends on where we go and what happens to America. If we continue, what the template says, if we continue racing away from God or warring against God, we are heading to this. And we cannot say the signs weren't there. But if we turn, you know, that's why, you know, you mentioned it, the subtitle is the return. The hope is the return. And that is that if we return, God, his hands are there. It's always open. So yeah, I always give hope at the end, you know, when people see me as, you know, I'm saying this is going to happen. Well, I always give hope at the same time, but it's an if, which, it, you know, choose life. Here is life and here is death. Choose life.
Well, I want to thank you so much. I want to thank you so much for being on Lighthouse Faith Podcast. It's always an interesting conversation, and I would encourage people to really understand what the Bible actually says about a lot of things. One of the problems for a lot of people is they don't really understand the narrative of the Bible and what it actually says, what it actually preaches. Yes. And you know, you can understand the Bible on a very simple level, but you can also understand it very complex, and it has incredible complexity, but it also has incredible simplicity.
Yes.
So these are, you know, I would tell people that if you reject, at least know what you're rejecting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. And listen, ultimately, I'll say we've spoken before this. Ultimately, listen, the heart of God is that none should perish. And he would do everything. This is me speaking. He would do everything to call back and even give his life. And so that's the ultimate call. And yes, but see, you got to see for yourself. It says, seek me and you'll find me if you search with all your heart.
All right. Thank you so much, Jonathan Kahn. The book is called The Harbinger 2, The Return. Thank you so much for being on Lighthouse Faith.
Thank you, Lauren. Always a blessing.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.